hour two of the show. This is David John Oates. I'm your host. And in this hour, we are bringing to the program my guest, and this is Glenn Barker, a reverse speech analyst from Queensland, Australia. And I think he's in Queensland. And he's about to embark on his practitioner class. So there we go. Actually, we've had the first class already, I think. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good day, David. How are you going?
I'm doing good, mate. How are you? You're up in, you're up in Queensland. You're up in Queensland,
yeah, David,
right?
That's correct, yeah. Up in Mackay, Queensland.
Oh, right. Oh, that's way up the coast there, isn't it? So, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with reverse speech? What first attracted you to it?
Yeah, it's a long story, David. Well, bit of backstory there. I think I guess I found it through trauma and tragedy, my pathway to it, I suppose. But in some ways, reverse speech itself, not to sound too cliched, I think reverse speech found me. So when I first got in touch with, reverse speech, I fell asleep listening to some YouTube channel, and I must have had it on autoplay because I woke up to one of yours and Jeff Rentz's programs. And I did not know what you were talking about.
I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, you're playing some reversals from Obama, and they didn't sound like Obama at all. They were in funny sing-song voices, and I really didn't know what was going on. So I quickly, I stopped it, and I went and this was sort of in the middle of the night, and I Googled David Oates and reverse speech, and yeah, it struck a chord with me immediately. I'd been through, I'll say this on air, I suppose, that I, not that long before, well, about 2 years before, I'd unfortunately lost my wife to cancer, and I'd spent a lot of time during her sickness and afterwards looking for answers, mainly on the nutritional side. Right. And looking through that side, you just can't. Everywhere you look, it comes up with mental health backgrounds to possible blockages and possible suppressed emotions and things as being a way towards leading into cancer. So when I read around on your website and heard that the work you're doing through your therapy and especially that you've actually had reversals of self-diagnosed cancer before and given some solutions to health problems, I thought, well, I've got to look into this further.
Here
I am.
Hey, what's your accent? We've been tossing up and down at the office. We're swapping, switching between South African and New Zealand. So what's the accent there?
Yeah, it's close. It's a bit of a mix-up. It's Zimbabwean. I'm from Zimbabwe, which is close to South Africa.
Right.
And I've been over here 10 years now, so I've got a bit of the Australian thrown in, so that's where it sort of sounds a little bit different. So.
Yeah, okay, so Zimbabwe. Oh, okay, right. And what brings you to Australia?
Yeah, I suppose that's the trauma and tragedy side. We were commercial farmer family in Zimbabwe and got caught up in Mugabe's, in his land acquisition program. So, we fought that for a while and... tremendous pressure for 10 years of our lives, and then eventually we came to new pastures and we moved to Australia.
Right. And you've done well here?
Yeah. No, it's Australia's a brilliant place, and it's been good to us. Apart from the losing my wife to cancer, etc., it's been, as a country, it's been good to us, and it was really good just through when she needed help. Yeah, the system was there to help us. So it was really good.
Oh, good. Good on you. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, you've sent me a few reversals to play. What are these reversals from?
Okay. The way I've tried to structure this is I've done it in a way that if someone wakes up in the middle of the night like I did and suddenly ends up on listening to this, they would get a sort of an idea of what it is. So I'm leading in slowly with a few clear reversals from the media.
Okay.
And then I'll build up towards that hint towards what we're going to be doing in therapy from my final assignment. So
right. So the first one you got up here that is labelled is R3, hear bullshit. Is that the first one?
No. I've got an R1 and an R2. Have you got those?
R1. Yep. Okay, so here we go.
Okay, so if I can talk about that one first?
Yep, go for it. Yep.
Okay, so that one is from one of the, that's from an interview that Jeff Renz did with Rand Plymouth. It's from the archives. It's from one of the really old archives, and it's very clear. It's only two words, and it's very clear. So I thought we'd start with that one.
Okay. All right. So here's the forwards.
Rand Plymouth is on the phone now. Hi, Rand. How are you?
Very good.
And what's the reversal? Glenn, what's the reversal?
If you could play it, and then we'll all hear that. So.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That's obvious.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. Wow.
Yeah.
That's obvious. Yeah, nice to play one.
Yeah, so that's a mirror image reversal, where it's saying, yeah. So it's saying exactly the same in the reverse as it is in the forwards. And, you can play it again, David, if you can play the whole thing.
Yep, sure. So here's the forwards.
Rand Plymouth is on the phone now. Hi, Rand. How are you?
Very good.
Very good. And backward. Very good.
Very good.
That's great.
Very good. Very good.
Aren't they cool mirror image reversals, hey? They're just marvelous. So here's the forwards.
Very good.
And here's the backwards.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
Wow, that's amazing. A good find. You must have been pleased to find that one.
Yeah, that one came at a time when I was, you teach us in the class that don't do this when you're stressed out, and I had a very stressful period at work, and that one came not long after you returned my media assignment for me to redo it, saying I was only hearing gibberish. So I was searching all the archives to find some good ones, and that one jumped out at me, and it really made my day when I heard that one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. All right, so now we've got R2. Here's the forwards.
I asked the local
community to... can I talk about this one?
Yeah, sure, go for it. Yep, sorry.
Okay, so I want to lead into this one because, you taught us that reversals come from varying levels of the subconscious, unconscious, deep conscious, etc., okay? So that first one, very good, is obviously just revealing his thoughts at the time. It's congruent. It's saying exactly what he was saying in the forward. So that's just from the subconscious. The next reversal I want to go into shows that when you've got other things on your mind, that those can be revealed as well. So this, sometimes embarrassingly. So I'm not going to reveal what show this one's from, as the guest is a decent person, doing a lot of good work. But she clearly had something else in her mind. So if you could play this one, don't say what it is. I think that's why I left off what it is. If you can play it in its entirety, then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
I asked the local community, does anybody know?
And here's the backwards.
Need a penis.
Need a penis.
Need a penis.
Need a... Couldn't get that last word.
Okay, I thought that was quite clear. She's saying need a penis.
Oh, need a penis. I heard need a. Hang on.
Just play that again.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Need a penis.
Yeah, there it is.
Need a penis.
Yeah, got it. Yep.
Need a penis.
Yep.
Need a penis.
Yeah, that is quite clear, actually. Yeah, I just didn't hear the penis. I heard need a, but then that's probably me blocking it.
yeah. So,
yep.
Yeah. So you teach us that reversals always tell the truth, and she definitely had something else on her mind.
She certainly did. So, she.
Yeah. So, David, critics of the reverse speech say that, you know, reversal is a combination of pareidolia and suggestion. So I've tried to do those two where there's no suggestion at all, and they're very, very clear. So, you know, I'm sure those most of the listeners would have heard those ones.
Yeah.
So, so with reversals always revealing the truth, the next one, reversals from Donald Trump on a State of the Union address. I know you've done this on previous shows.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
I know you've done this. That's on previous shows. I don't want you to play it yet. What I did as a learning sort of exercise was I did this in parallel with you, and then when I heard you play it on your shows, I try to see how well I'd done against you and or you and Naomi, whoever did it. And I have to say I came out a very distant third. But this is one that I did get that. This is one that you got, and I did get, and I think it's a good one to show how reversals can tell the truth while you're saying something different, saying something in the forwards. The reversals can reveal what you really think. So if you can play the third one.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
In April, this will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system, and millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month.
And here's the reversal.
Yeah, bullshit.
Well, that's clear too.
Yeah, bullshit.
For those who missed it, do you want to tell them what it says?
Yeah, so that one's here, bullshit. And he's obviously, he knows that he's, you know, it speaks for itself. So, so the next one, I found that you guys missed. So this one I found on the same speech, but in everything I listened that on your show on the State of the Union address, you missed this one. But I think also it's to hear, he's talking about tax cuts, and then he reveals his thoughts in reverse on tax cuts, saying, yeah, I think we'll say this one, tax cuts are useless, but let's play this one.
Yeah, tax cuts are useless, so here's the forwards.
Since we passed tax cuts.
Okay.
Tax cuts are useless.
Oh, yeah.
Tax cuts are useless.
Are we bothered?
Tax cuts are useless.
Ha! I guess he doesn't think tax cuts are going to work.
Yeah, I think our politicians here in Australia should go and talk to him or listen to that reversal, because we're discussing tax cuts at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, we are indeed. Yeah. Okay, all right. So next along is...
So the next reversal is from our Premier in Queensland during her election campaign. Her accent's a bit strong. But this reversal you really liked when it was played in class, and it sort of epitomizes everything we're looking for in a reversal. So if you can play number five, you can see the fear was dead.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
That people get the opportunities that they need. We know that we faced when we came into office.
Okay, you'll see our fear was dead.
You will see our fear was dead.
Oh, great one.
You will see our fear was dead.
Got that beautiful.
You will see our fear was dead.
Oh, it got that nice, beautiful, melodic tone to it. Let me play it again. You will see our fear was dead. Listen to the nice melody on this reversal.
You will see our fear was dead.
You will see our fear was dead.
Great one.
You will see our fear was dead.
Yeah, great reversal. Excellent. Okay, all right.
In that same interview, she had a good reversal as well when she was talking about Christmas. So that's the next one, a little reminiscence.
Okay, all right. So here's the thoughts.
And, you know, I think people want to focus on Christmas and then they want to go into the new year.
A little reminiscence.
I don't know where the essence.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where the essence.
Wow.
I got a reminiscence.
Great reversal. Once again, got that nice, beautiful, melodic tone to it. Wow. Yeah, okay. All right. So, Yeah, so R7's next, right?
Yeah, don't play that yet, because I'll do a bit of a lead into that one. What? Because it's another Australian politician, and you teach us that reversal frequency is much greater when a person's very emotional.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so recently here in Australia, one of our rather controversial politicians, Pauline Hanson of the One Nation Party, had a real emotional tirade on TV. I don't know if you, did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Well, she's had a few emotional tirades on TV. Yes.
Yeah. This is when one of her senators, Brian Burston, tried to defect, and the audio is... that I took off. I saw it on TV, and I just had to go and search it for reversal. So the audio is only 1:40 long, and without looking very hard, I found 20 reversals in it.
Oh my!
And I left out a chunk in the middle. So I had one reversal every 7 seconds, and I still haven't analyzed. Didn't analyze the whole thing. So they're not all clear, but I'll just show you a few. So. The first one here, she corrects herself. So she has a little rant, and then she corrects herself in a reversal. If you could play, I believe that's now, number 7.
Yep, okay. So here's the forwards.
Brian stabbed me in the back, and that goes back a long time ago.
And I believe that's now.
Happening best now.
Oh, that's a good one.
Happening best now.
That's a good one.
Happening best now.
Yeah, well, I guess she was stabbed in the back, wasn't she?
Yeah, and very recently. So the next one, she's very emotional, and this is a single word reversal, which you don't like us to document, but it very, very clearly agrees, and it just says yes.
Okay, it hits the forwards.
This hurts me.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't have much time for Pauline Hanson, I'm sorry.
Well, she doesn't have much time for Brian Burston, who was a senator that wanted to defect. He actually wanted to defect when these reversals were there. He had come back into the party and was back in her leadership team. And here she talks about her united leadership team, but she actually reveals what she thinks about him. So if you could play that number 9, same bastard.
All right, so here's...
People beside me, strong and united.
And same bastard.
Team bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Team bastard.
Wow.
Team bastard.
Absolutely. Wow. Pauline Hanson, hey?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
Yeah. I don't know if obviously there's not a lot going on between them, and they're probably picking up on each other's reversals because... Anyway, Brian Burston resigned. I saw on Thursday he resigned, so he's no longer in that party. So he threatened to, came back in, and then he actually resigned. So he's probably picking up on those sort of reversals like that.
So how many in the One Nation Party now? They've only got to have 3 or 4.
Yeah, I don't know. I just followed it because I saw this tirade on TV, and I thought, well, you know, I just followed it from a point of view of getting reversals on it.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the next one.
Okay, so I'll just, on this one, getting sort of Australia, getting away from Australian politicians, but staying in Australia. We always have a saying here, the Australians have a saying that we call Australia the lucky country. So it was great to find this reversal on one of my subjects that I was doing my practicals on. So if you can play the next one.
Yep, sure. So here's the Fords.
I mean, I just accept it. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm very lucky.
And I'm here in Aussie.
Are you in Aussie?
Oh, yeah.
Are you in Aussie? Are you in Aussie?
Best country in the world, Australia. Well, I'm biased, though.
Yeah. Okay. So that one, David, that one is could be a sentence building if you look at the forwards and the reverse. So it's she says, I'm very lucky I'm here in Aussie. So it could be sentence building as well as being totally congruent.
So here's the forwards.
Please, I'm very lucky.
I'm here in Aussie.
Please, I'm very lucky.
I'm here in Aussie.
Oh, yeah, I'm very lucky I'm here in Aussie. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, all right. So, yeah, so that's on a friend of mine. I've got a few reversals on her. She's a wonderful lady that I did karate with. And so I'd like to just take this time here to sort of thank all the guinea pigs that have allowed me to record and analyze them. and right. and also for allowing me to play it, allowing me to play their reversals on this show. You know, and in some of the interviews we discussed some very personal topics, and it means that they get quite emotional. You can hear that in the forwards, and you know, it did lead to great reversals. Though. So I just want to say thank you, all these people I've spoken to. They're okay with me playing the reversals. So just want to preface the reversals with that.
Sure. Thank you, everyone. Yes. Okay. So
I need to preface this one. I really need to talk before this one. So when interviewing for reversals for therapy, we're looking for reversals from deeper levels of the consciousness. And as we go deeper, reversals become more metaphoric, and the Amos course teaches us how to prompt for them and how to analyze their meaning. Okay, and due to this metaphoric nature of reversals, it's misleading and sometimes dangerous to take the metaphors literally, as this next metaphor will show. If you can play the next one.
Right. So here's the forwards.
And he thought he was God's gift to women, including me, even before they were married.
Reversal, I am a werewolf.
I am a werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
I am a werewolf. I am a werewolf.
Wow. Oh, dear me. That's not very nice. Wow.
Yeah. So imagine hearing that jump out of the gibberish if you were feeling a bit down and recording yourself or someone else, you know. It could be very misleading about it. And time to run off and buy some silver bullets or something, you know. So it's my analysis of that one, she was basically werewolf is a distorted perception of reality, and I analysed that, saying that she had a distorted perception of reality of the situation she was talking about. She was talking about a family situation with her, and definitely had the distorted reality of that. So,
yeah. All right, we have to go to a break, Glenn. Just hang on one sec. We'll be right back.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus-year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back for the final segment of the First Week Show. My guest is Glenn Barker, and we are looking at the next reversal. So tell us about this one.
All right, this is on the same lady that had the werewolf reversal, and she's talking about her stepfather, and I think that this just revealed a little bit more information about him. So if you could play number 12.
Okay, so here's number 12.
That's the effect he had on me. I didn't like him. So all I wanted was a daddy.
Okay, tell us what the versal says.
He had discipline on all of us.
Okay, he had discipline on all of us.
He had discipline on all of us.
Oh, great one.
He had discipline on all of us.
Yeah.
He had discipline on all of us.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, all right, yep. Right.
Yeah, she was very fond of her stepfather, but he was a very strict disciplinarian, and she sort of wanted a cuddly daddy kind of father. So that's where that came from. I recorded her and a friend, and the two of them, because they have great rapport. So for the unconscious dynamics one, I thought I'd record them. I train karate with them, and they're always having fun, and they seem to know, you know, they like they are when you've got good rapport. They seem to know what each other's thinking about, etc. So. The next reversal, the forwards is completely unclear. They're both talking over each other. But in the reversal, it seems like they're continuing this sort of fun with a link reversal. It says the one person says it's evil, and the other one comes in and says Knievel. Now, evil is a word that comes up a lot in reverse speech, and it's to deal with strong emotions or wrong, inaccurate, and harmful sort of emotions and that. And so I think the one was probably trying to say something, and the other one just made fun of it and came in and said Knievel. Together they said Knievel, sort of having a bit of fun. But it's an interesting one. So if you could play number 11.
Sure. So here's number 11. This is number 13.
Sorry, you're right. Number 13 is Evel Knievel. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go.
But I'm probably going to afford to be standing up the whole way.
I'll be bothered. And that's two voices, is that right?
The first one is one voice, and then they both together say Knievel at the end. So they kind of, yeah, their reversals are just playing games. I don't know how to analyze that, but it's a very interesting one.
Okay. So let me just play the forwards. Here's the exact forwards.
It's probably in a forward piece. Probably in a forward piece.
Backwards.
Is he
Evel or Knievel? Yeah, interesting. It's almost a link reversal. So not quite.
Yeah, it is, that's what I think. It's like a link, but they kind of, they're both right. Saying the Knievel bit. So very interesting.
Yeah. All right, okay. So what's next?
Okay. So the next, all the rest of these reversals now are on a work colleague and friend that has been my guinea pig for most of these, most of my assignments. And these next two they're very interesting. So I'll talk a little bit about them first from a structural point of view. They were found when she was talking about her kids, and she's had a marriage breakup, and her kids stay with their father, and they come down to her on the weekends, and which allows her to work during the week, full time, and she's talking about that, wanting to kind of be the mother that she wants to be. So the first one is that both the forwards of these are identical when you play them, but there's two different reversals, what we call layered reversals. So if you could play the first one, a quality mum.
Yep, there we go.
All I can do is be the mummy, but like when they're down here, and that's fine.
And a quality mum.
And a quality mum.
Oh, great.
And a quality mum.
Great reversal.
And a quality mum.
Yeah, very clear. Yep, okay, all right. Yep, good one.
Okay, so the next one, like I said, has exactly the same forwards, but a different reversal that's superimposed, slightly offset and superimposed on the forwards. So if you can play, okay. I identify with your mum.
I'll just play the reverse. Anyway, identify with your mum.
Hey, identify with your mum.
Wow.
Hey, identify with your mum.
Great reverse.
Hey, identify with your mum.
Yeah, great one. Wow.
So there she is. There she's wanting to be a quality mum, but she's identifying with her own mother. That's the way I see that. And wanting to be a quality mum like her own mother was to her. But the fact it was a layered reversal was, that's a really interesting one. So I wanted to play that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay. All right, so here's the next one. Introduce this one for us.
Okay, so this person, like I said, I've done a lot of my assignments on her. I also include changing wolf metaphor in that changing mm-hmm. metaphor assignment. And in this final assignment, we said, well, what can we talk about? She said, well, she always seems to be setting limits on herself in most areas of her life. And so when we delved into that, we get an answer. And this one, it tells us there is a problem, and it says it's in that sickness. So number 16, please.
Okay. Here's the forwards.
But it's just understanding why I just set this limit.
And it's in that sickness.
Sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Sickness.
Yeah, wow. Okay, excellent reversal. Yep, okay, all right.
Okay, so not in the same cluster, not much further on, it tells us the problem, and this is, and now we're getting in deeply, we're getting into metaphors now. So this is, if you heard this on yourself, you wouldn't know really what it meant, but this next one says slime heal.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
No, just be comfortable and don't do anything else, you know.
Slime heal.
Slime heal.
Wow.
Slime heal.
Yep.
Slime heal.
Well, you'll learn that is unconscious consent when we start looking at this in the practitioner class. Yeah. She wants the slime to heal. Yep.
Yeah, and so slime is unresolved negative patterns and unresolved issues. And so that's what the slime is, and yes, she wants it to heal. There's a really good really good unconscious consent later on in the reversals I've got. Yeah.
Oh, good. So, okay.
This next one's very interesting because she's talking about she also covers limits and limits on her income and wondering whether she sets these things herself imposed, what she's doing, and then she gets on to wondering whether talking about how we conditioned at school, but she wasn't saying conditioning. She, if you listen to that one, and the reversal is I get fluorine.
Okay, number 18. Yep.
Go down that avenue of, do well at school and get a good job. And
I get fluorine.
I get fluorine.
Oh, yeah.
I get fluorine. I get fluorine.
Where's she getting the fluorine from?
I don't know. I took that literally first, wondering whether, fluoride, fluorine, that sort of thing. But then I went and looked up, fluorine. Fluorine's a highly toxic element. So I'm just thinking that this might be a metaphor for toxicity. So, you know, that sort of early conditioning is toxic, but that might be my own beliefs coming into it. But, you know, that's how I took that one. The next three are just she keeps talking about she's talking about limits on her income as far as money's concerned, and the next one says more fearless.
Okay, so here's the thought:
getting money easily from
and more fearless.
More fearless.
Oh yeah.
More fearless.
Good one.
More fearless.
Yeah, good one. Good one. Okay.
And the next one backs that up. So this also says fearless, so this was quite soon afterwards.
Okay, all right, so here's the thoughts.
Income when you're not based on your time type thing, so.
And fearless.
Fearless.
Yes.
Fearless.
Yep.
Fearless.
Yep, good one. Yep, okay. All right.
Okay, and then the next one says no more muscle, and this is still talking about passive income or a source of passive income. But it says no more muscle.
Okay, so here's the forward.
Passive source of income or something or some other way of getting that abundance. So.
And no more muscle.
No more muscle.
Oh, yeah.
No more muscle. No more muscle.
Yeah, there it is. All there. Yep. Okay. All right.
Okay, so this set of reversals, if we looked at it, is if I look at the whole cluster, and because as you teach us, the clusters themselves can tell a story. Yep. So my summary of the reversals were that the set of reversals relates to how toxic conditioning, I get fluorine, and a limiting fear is more fearless, and fearless are limiting her potential to the extent that she no longer has the stamina, no more muscle to establish a passive income. So that's how we put it all together. She then leads on, her reversals then lead on where she has her own realism that she's going to work this out herself. So the next one, play number 22, which is, you can say what it is.
Yep. Okay, here's the forwards.
I'm always curious about, you know, what am I supposed to be doing in my life? And you always get to that point in your life.
And backwards, fine, I will work this out somehow.
Oh, wow.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad she's going to work it out. Excellent. Yeah, great one.
And then the next one, number 23, seems to, his subconscious seems to, either her conscious is asking what are the issues, and her subconscious, or it's all unconscious, you know, and then she gives an answer. And if we play it, then we can discuss what the meaning of it is.
Okay, so here's the thoughts.
Yeah, certainly in terms of what to achieve, if I can work out why I'm setting myself limits.
Backwards, what are the issues I was nesting?
Probably the issues I was nesting.
Yeah, right. What was her reaction to all of these reversals?
Very, very emotional. I've read her some from previous interviews, but this one she actually heard them. She was in full agreement because if we discuss this one, so this one obviously issues is problems or worries. That's quite obvious what issues means. But nest is as a metaphor is a place of safety and security. So my interpretation of this is that she has sought security while she's been nurturing herself, possibly following her marriage breakup, and that really hit a chord with her, and she totally agreed with that. So, yeah, she's had some wonderful changes just from the few earlier sessions we've had. And she was reluctant to, you know, she said to me she doesn't, because the first one we did was on motivation, and then we changed the wolf metaphor, which was involved with motivation, and she's felt a lot more motivated since, she said, but she was worried that it was a kind of placebo effect. But she said to me the other day, and you know, she's definitely felt better, and yeah, she's reacted really well to these coming back to her. So the next one here is when she talks about how good it'll be. If she can work out why she's setting these limits, and she seems to get an answer, and I'll discuss this with the answer afterwards, but if you can play number 24, please.
So here's Ford.
I'll work out why I'm setting myself limits. I think that'd be awesome.
And he saw you there.
He saw you there.
Oh, yeah.
He saw you there.
And what does that mean?
He saw you there.
I saw that as almost like a looking into the future. He being the sort of wise man inside and that sort of thing, and the exact bit where it could be past tense, but the exact bit where he that gave the reversal was when she said that it'd be awesome. So I kind of see it as a sort of prediction that it's gonna that she's gonna succeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on, which one is this one? Sorry, I've lost track for a second.
That was number 24 that we were doing, yeah.
Ah, right, he saw you there. Oh, okay, right, yeah. Okay, so here's Ford.
To work out why I'm setting myself limits, I think that'll
we
be
we played this,
awesome.
Didn't we? He saw you there.
Yeah, no, that's the one I was talking about, yeah, that we've played that. So if you want to go on to the next one, she's talking, she's quite emotional, and she's... talking about the impact, I think the impact on the marriage breakup I had on her. So you can play number 25.
Okay, so here's Ford.
So I think that's had a big impact on me, eh? And I don't think I always admit that to myself.
And it was all of you.
It was all of you.
Oh, yeah.
It was all of you.
Yeah.
It was all of you.
Yeah, certainly there, no doubt. Yep, okay. And what does that mean to you?
Well, I took that as being that it's a sort of reassurance from the subconscious in a way that it wasn't all her fault. She's blaming herself for it, and it came back and said, no, it's all of you, you know. So, and she that I think was she agreed with that, and that was quite good to hear. So the next reversal now is. I thought a really good one because it uses a metaphor, but then it reinforces the metaphor by saying it again. So if you could play, number 26.
Yep. Here's the forwards.
Because even looking back, I think I've always set myself limits on what I can and can't do.
And force of the silver, silver.
Oops. Silver.
Oh yeah.
Limits on what I can.
Oh, sorry.
Silver. Silver.
Wow. I'll be bothered.
Silver.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
So
good one.
The forwards is I've always set myself, and the force is emotional strength, and silver is betrayal. So she's very emotional, and she feels she's been betrayed. That she has betrayed herself regarding her marriage breakup. And betrayal is emphasized by the repeat of the word silver. So that's how I read that one. And she seemed to agree when I discussed it with her. So she also has a large family with an ailing father, and she would like to be able to help financially to help them out. And this next one shows the kind of effect it's having on her. This inability to help. So if you could play number 27.
Yep, here we go.
You know, a large family with relatively big bills sometimes. So I'd love to be able to help them out.
Yes, mark my sword.
Yes, mark my sword.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mark my sword.
Absolutely.
Yes, mark my sword.
Wow, yeah, wow. Sword, communication, of course. Yeah.
So on that one, Mark is sort of a mark or to be harmed or damaged to the psyche. It's also spiritual damage, and sword is like double-edged sword. It's sort of piercing the heart. So I read that as the inability to help a family is causing spiritual damage to her. So it's sort of self-explanatory. So the next one, David, I'll talk a little bit about this one. This is my most favorite of all of them that came out here and may well end up being my most favorite of all time. I'm going to pin this one to the wall.
Okay.
Like I said, we did we changed the wolf using the techniques you've shown us with the kinesthetic anchoring. And I did this with her. And in this one, she's asked me to fix her limits problem. And I thought she was asking me to fix the wolf again. And so her response is to that. She says, no, what the wolf? No, my wolf is good. But in the reversal, when she says, no, my wolf is good, that reverses to say, it's the full one, all my love. If you could play that one.
Yeah, sure. So here's the forwards.
What, the wolf? My wolf is good.
It's the full one, all my love.
It's the full one, all my love.
Well, great one.
It's the full one, all my love.
Yeah.
It's the full one, all my love.
Yeah, there we go. Great one. Yeah, excellent. Yep.
So to me, that's proof that it worked, because yep. The wolf is now the full one. Yep. And all my love is a thank you from her subconscious, I think. You know, that's the way I read it, and that's why it's one I'm going to treasure for a long time, you know.
Yeah, great one. Excellent. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So now these last three are, like you were saying, when you want unconscious consent, and yep. This is the way I read these. So she then goes on to say, no pressure there, Glenn, you know. It just fix me. And yep. and you can play the reversal and you can say what it is, yeah.
Sure.
Number 29.
No pressure there, Glenn. Just fix me.
Now you're the chef.
Nell Gay the chef.
Oh, yeah.
Nell Gay the chef. Nell Gay the chef.
Well, she's trusting you, isn't she? So,
I take that as sort of unconscious consent as well. She's trusting me and she's saying, chef is to create or build. And, She's asking me to do it, so...
Yep, that's exactly how I interpret it too. Yep, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So now the next one she's talking about that she's sought help with psychics as well, you know, and this one I've got two possible meanings to it, so if you play this one.
Here we go.
You know, and I think I said I'm apprehensive when I meet psychics.
And we put you on it early.
You put you on it early?
Oh, yeah.
You put it on it early.
Yeah.
You put it on it early.
Yeah. Meaning?
Yeah, I was reluctant to submit that one because there's no T on the hit, but I did it anyway because it tells a story with the next one. So this one, there's two possible meanings. One, that it's a kind of warning because she feels apprehensive before she meets psychics, so we put you on it early. It could be an early warning. And the other one is... The other one is the meaning that I take from this is when I combine it with the whole cluster. So you've also told us to look at the clusters for context as well. So the last one we've got here is number 31, and it says seal this. And she's if you can play the forwards and the reverse on that one.
Yep, here's the forwards.
I'm sure I'm not a bad person, but you sort of always wonder what's lingering there.
And seal this.
Seal this.
Oh, yeah, great one.
Seal this.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. That's also unconscious consent. So, yeah, great. Good.
Yeah, excellent. So now if I play that cluster, because those three were in a cluster, and if I play that cluster, they relate to sort of wanting help. So she wants help, and it's unconscious consent. So the first one's when she asked me to fix her and seems to be giving me unconscious consent. Now you're the chef. Chef being a metaphor to create or build. And the next reversal occurs when she expresses apprehension about meeting the psychics. We put you on it early. And then the last one is seal this. So if you read those together, they say, now you're the chef, we put you on it early, seal this. That's almost directly talking to me as the therapist to work with her, you know. So it's very, very rewarding when you see something like that come out.
So she's going to be one of your first subjects in your practitioner class, I imagine.
she's insisted on being my first subject.
I'm sure she has, yeah. Anyway, it sounds like you're enjoying yourself doing this, Glenn. Is that right?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's very, very different to my training. I'm not. I'm trained in the sciences, and so very, very rigid in what we do. And this is very different. And yeah, like I said, it's probably come at a time when I'm needing to develop the spiritual side of myself as well as a need to help others. And this is opening me up. I've obviously started my own session work with Debbie, and that's going quite well. And that's come up with it's just one continuous. The thread all the way through it is something I already knew. But when you see it like that, then you know I've got to deal with what I've gone through in my past. So and the reversals show that. So that very clearly. I'm loving it, David. I'm absolutely loving it.
Excellent. All right, mate, we're at the end of the show. Thanks for coming on, and everyone else will see you all next week, and we'll see you in class, Glenn, okay?
Thank you, David. Cheers, mate.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go.
Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that Enner Health offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 6:15, 2018, live Friday night show. And I'll tell you what, old President Trump came out of swinging again this morning. And, you know, we've talked about all this stuff about the Red Chinese for years, how they were just nailing us. And the United States came out of World War II with every country in the world owing us money.